Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Samach Gimel. We're holding four lines from the bottom of Samach Beis, Omid Beis, where Omer Abaye, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, V'Rebbe, V'Reb Meir, Kulu Svira Lahu, these great giants all hold that Odom Matne Dover Shaloi Boli Oilam. Even though something has not even come into existence yet, you can be Matnet. You remember yesterday the Gemara gave a couple of examples. Zoktimor Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Hodi Amorin. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov we already discussed yesterday at some length, but let's just go over it again, because the Gemara wants us to remember what's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So you recall, we had about halfway down the Umud, we had a discussion regarding a person that owned a field, and he wanted to go and give Truma on Mechubarim, or from Mechubar on Tolushin. Well, you can't do that. It has to be Tolush. And the reason for that, because it says in the Pasuk, Gracious Digoncha, Digun. And Digun, by definition, means that you've already processed the Tvua to a certain degree, and it's no longer Mechubar Lekarka. So if it's Mechubar Lekarka, and you say that this Tvua on the right should be Truma for this Tvua on the left, and one of the two is Mechubar, it's meaningless. However, what happens if the person says, I don't want to go and give truma now. I understand that it's mechuber. When I harvest it, I want the truma to be chal. In other words, next week, we're going to be harvesting the tvur. And I'm not going to be around because I'm traveling next week to Eretz Yisrael. I won't be here. So therefore, I don't want to rely on anybody else. I want to do the mitzvah myself. And therefore, today, I'm saying, this tvur, which is mechuber lekarka, should become truma on the next aruga, this aruga, and that aruga, like we had yesterday, likishiyitlishu, as soon as it is harvested next week. Can we do that? Said the Tanakama of this brisa, yes, you can. But yes, okay, number of Blesman Yakra. Blesman Yakra goes one step further. Even if it hasn't grown to the extent of one third, it's only, let's say, a quarter growth. As we know, until it grows one third, there is no chiyuv of trumas whatsoever. So therefore, what happens if the person says, when it's only at a quarter growth, l'kishiviu shlish, when it becomes a third, and kishiyitlishu, I want to go and give truma already, and it's cleared already now, of course not that it should be effective now, but it should be effective when it gets the third of the growth, and when it's nitlish, and afterwards it's taka, a third growth, and it is nitlish, says Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that's already enough, because dover, odem makna dover shaloi ba'al yalim. Then we had a machlekes Rabban Reb Yosef, but that was yesterday's Gemara. So back to today's Gemara, so we have Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, and Rashi says, by the way, that this is one of those many cases where we paskal like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, because Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Mishnosai, Kavinaki. Good.
But so, I thought we passed him that Dover Shaloi ba'al yalim is...
That's what Rashi says over here.
Because I thought, all right.
Yeah, I understand. Until now, you thought it was a Dover Shaloi ba'al yalim, but now we discover that that's the halacha. If you look at the Rashi, Kiman, Ikarab.
We never covered. This is rare.
This is the secret teaching.
That I know from Yaakov. Usually we talk about Rameir, Dover Shaloi ba'al yalim.
Well, we're going to have Rameir surely. That's number three.
He's usually the one who articulates it, but they're sitting on the background.
It seemed like he was a Dash Yachid there.
Where did we have it before with the Avamis, where the son wasn't born yet or something?
You sell Peros. You sell somebody Peros, but the tree exists or the tree doesn't exist. Can you sell the Peros in advance of the
crop? That's true, too. And about the unborn child we had yesterday in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. The Mishnah says, what happens, Oim lechaveri, in the old ishtecha nekeve, if your wife is going to give birth to a baby girl, I want to be mekadesher already now. Can you do that or not? Again, we had a machloikis, whether or not it's a dovashal b'loilim, because the baby wasn't born yet. Is it hokar ubra? Exactly. That was a discussion yesterday. But Lagami, how do I know that we pass the Brezim and Yaakov? If you look at Rashi, Kiman Iker Rabba, that's about 10 lines before the wide lines. At the end of that Rashi, Omer b'chanina mikudeshes, the divra b'lezim and Yaakov, okay, divra b'lezim and Yaakov, kaim alon, the mishnosoi kam v'noki. We pass the b'lezim and Yaakov because... So that's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Continuing on. Rebbe Desanya, last line, onto the Amud Aleph. Where do we find that Rebbe holds Odom Makna Dabba Shaloi Bal Oilam? It says in the Pasuk, Saskir Eved El Adoinav. The Pasuk chat, it means that an Odoin. Rebbe, if you don't mind, please put yourself on mute because we have some background noise. The Gemara tells us, the Pasuk says, Saskir Eved El Adoinav. So Rashi says, Pasha Pshat is talking about that he was meshachrer his Eved, and the Eved is now a free man, and now the Odin decides to renege and to change his mind and to take him back. Don't give him back to his Odin, since he's a free man. However, the Gemara says that that's a difficult pshat, says Rashi, because then the Pasuk wouldn't say Luisasker Eved al Adonim. He's no longer an Eved. He's a free man. How could the Pasuk say Luisasker Eved? And therefore, says Gemara, Rebbe, Oyme Belekeach Eved al Manasseh Shachre Akosim Medaber. A person goes to the Shuk of the Avodim and he buys an Eved on the condition that he's going to be Meshachre him right after he buys him. Hey, Chadami, give me an example. Amram Nachman Yitzchak going to Kos of Lei. He already wrote out a shtar shichru lekisha ekachacha. When I purchase you, Hari atzmacha koni lechom ayachshav. You should already be konoi from now. Now, how could he possibly go and be meshachar him now? He didn't even buy him yet. He's going. He's in the throes of buying him. Lekisha ekachacha. You're going to be konoi. So to Gemara, that's enough according to Rebbe, and therefore, if a person has said, I'm going to go and buy this Eved, on the condition that I'm going to go and free him immediately, and then he buys the Eved and he does not free him immediately, we have no authority to go and help this individual. To the contrary, he's being Oyven Isser. We're telling him, don't allow for that, Mr. Odoin, because since you committed yourself that you're going to go and free him, you have to go and free him. See the top. Rashi Lisaskir Ashur Lebezdin Shulayaski Rula Ba'olov the Ishtabid boy. Since the Odin, when he bought him, says, I'm gonna go and free you. And then the Odin does not free him. And then this Eved flees on his own. Emacht a Plato. What's the din? The Bezdin is not allowed to go and assist with the police and the fire department and all the rest to send this Eved back to the Balaam. They have to allow him to be free. When he made this commitment, Manash L'Shachroi, he didn't even own him yet. Is the Chassim and Rabbi holds, Dovah Shaloi, Bolo Oilem. He could be Mach to Dovah Shaloi. Yes, Rabbi, you have a question.
Since it says Me'ashov, yeah. Maybe we are talking about Breda. Yes, Breda. We are discussing Me'ashov. The term could be that is the Breda that is the Mafreya Meshachlev.
I'm not sure what you mean in terms of Breira.
When I say Me'afshav,
yes,
that means that retroactively I'm liberated.
Lema Freya.
Pre-emancipated.
So I don't know. I'm not sure what you mean by Breira, but you're right. It does go with the concept of Lema Freya. But it has to be something which is a Dovah Haboli Oilam, normally without Reb Lezman Yaakov and Rebbe. Normally I would go and say that when a person makes a commitment to go be Meshachar and Eved that he doesn't even own yet, that's Dvorim Betalim Umavutolim. How can you go and be Mevatel something? How can you be Meshachar someone that doesn't even belong to you? Maybe at the end he won't even buy him because they won't be able to get to a common price that they can agree on. So when I'm going to go and buy you, then you're going to go and be Meshachar. Mister, wait until you own him, and then you can talk about Shichr. The fact that you can go and talk about Shichr prematurely before he becomes your own Eved is the Chassim and the Rebbe holds Odom Makna Dov Shaloi Balad.
It feels remote. It feels remote because it feels more like a condition. Mm-hmm. If I do buy this Eved, then I will be. It doesn't feel like a Dov Shaloi Balad Olam type thing.
Yeah, but he doesn't say Almanas. He says Vikrishakha, when I buy you, Hari
it feels like a conditional thing. I will, and this I think what Robbie's kind of is getting to. It doesn't feel like the traditional I'm selling these payros for 2025, even though we're not even in 2024 yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a futures contract, right. It's a Darvish Lobola Olam. It doesn't even exist. The Evid is in the Olam, the current Adon is in the Olam, everything is in the Olam already. It doesn't feel as it were as you would put it on all fours with the other
What did we say yesterday in the Mishnah? What happens in Mekadesh is Isha, and he says, Hariat Mekadeshis Li Li Acher Sheishtacherer or Li Acher Sheishtacheri. I am now going to give you Kesef Kedushin, that as soon as I become Meshuchar, or as soon as you become Meshuchar, we're going to be husband and wife, says the Mishnah, in the Mekudeshes. Why in the Mekudeshes? Because you don't, it can't be Matna Dovashalei Boloilam, according to our Mishnah.
Okay, it's not Boloilam yet.
I'm okay. Still an Eved, or you're still an Eved, or she is still a Shukra.
Right.
Exactly, so you can't do it. However, Rebbe disagrees. And we go on to Rameir. What's Rameir Desanya? Taka, the same case we just spoke about. Oimeli Ishari At Mekadeshus Li Achish Ez Gayer. After I am become a ger. In other words, a person at the moment is a Gentile, and he's giving the wife, the girl, a kess of kedushin of a pruta. As soon as I become a ger, I want this to become a kodeshes. Liachish itzkairi, when you become Jewish. Liachish ishtachre, when I become free. Liachish ishtachri, when you become free. Liachish yomas baalech, after your husband passes away. This is very, very nice. Can you imagine? Chosin goes to a woman who's married, says, I heard that your husband is very, very sick in the ICU. Good news, as soon as he dies, I'm mekadesh you already now. As you can see, he's machmir on the inyan of afilu cherev chad munachas al tzavori shel odam al yisyayish min harachman. He already wants to grab this one. Maybe he'll say, it'll only be chal after the shiva. Can you imagine the shiva she's sitting? Everybody who...
Shiva brachas, at the shiva.
Yeah, exactly. Hariat, the people are going to go and say, amoki munachas, and then they're going to tell the mazel tov at the same time. It'll be a little bit embarrassing. Anyway, but that's what the Gemara says, at least theoretically, that if a person says, la'achash yomas ba'alech, la'achash etomas achusech, person is married to one of two sisters, and that one sister apparently Nebuch is very sick, so he says, I'm going to marry you, the other sister, as soon as the first sister passes away. Yes.
When didn't we learn earlier that he can't do something that's not in his hands? So
exactly.
So this is the Tanakhama.
It's the Tanakhama. You're absolutely right.
That's why the Tanakhama says Eina Mekudeshes. In all of these cases, Eina Mekudeshes. That was yesterday's Mishnah. La'achas shiyachlitz loch yivameich. After your Yavam gives you chalitza. In other words, you have an almana. She's waiting for chalitza from the Yavam. Yavam hasn't arrived yet. He's still traveling, and he's going to be a mitzvah tomorrow. As soon as the chalitza takes place, boom, I want to be mekadesh. All of these cases, by the way, all these cases we had yesterday in the Mishnah, and it said in the Mishnah, ain't a mekudeshes. And yesterday, that's where the Mishnah stopped. Our Bryce, however, continues on. Remeir oimer mekudeshes. Remeir said, no, she's mekudesh after all. Why is she mekudesh after all? It's impossible for him, who's a Gentile now, to be mekadesh as Isha. It's impossible for him, if he's Jewish, to go mekadesh a Gentile woman who is in the process of getting Judaized, of converting. All of these are impossibilities. So how can you say mekudeshes? Because the mayor holds, Odom makne dova shaloi baloidom, even though it's not here yet, you can still be makne.
Yeah, in Mishpat, actually, Paschus at the Tanakhama, not like Remeir.
How do you know? Because he makes reference.
I looked at it, makes a reference. Typically, that's the way.
Typically. Okay, so maybe Rambam disagrees with the Rashi. Okay. It won't be the first time in history.
Yeah.
It could be it's a machloik.
So, Ein Biyado and Shiloh Baba Olam, they're not synonymous, are they?
They're not synonymous. We had a discussion about that yesterday. If you want at the end of the shir, we can go over that again.
So, Rabbi Meir Paskins that Davar Ein Biyado is. Because he's
yes, wrong. Exactly. Even if it's Einoi B'yodai, it's Mekudeshes.
And Shiloh Baba Olam.
And Shiloh Baba Olam.
And yes. He's the only one that paskins that way.
No, we're going to have another Mandiyam in a moment. And what the Gemara just told us is that Reb Lezim and Yaakov and Rebbe would also agree to Remeir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So they're contravening the Mishnah.
They are disagreeing. Disputing, they're not contravening. They're disputing the Mishnah. They're all wonderful Tanoim. And each one had their own views on this matter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when we're not finished yet, you'll see there's going to be another couple of mandiyamim. Remei on mekudeshes. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Oimer, ain't a mekudeshes. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Oimer, mekudeshes.
Same as Rabbi, though.
The Gemara is going to say that in a moment. Right tomorrow, Matam Omru, ain't a mekudeshes. Why did he say ain't a mekudeshes? What does it mean? Why did he say ain't a mekudeshes? So Rashi doesn't say who he's referring to. L'choira, he's referring to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. I don't know, for some reason the article says it's referring to Yehuda Nasi. What does it mean, Eina Mekudeshes? On two out of all of these cases, which two are we referring to? If you look at Rashi, the fourth line, Mishim Eva. Eva's Achoisa ve'Eva's Baala. Vasharek Remeir Svirale. All the others he agrees to Remeir Mekudeshes. The only ones that the Mandiyama that holds Eina Mekudeshes, Choyer Vyechen Asamblin, but for some reason, art school says Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Anyway, why does he say Eina Mekudeshes? He's only referring to the Eva cases. Now, what are the Eva cases? That's the Achoisa and Eva's Bala. Meaning that if you have a situation where a man goes over to a woman who's an Eishes Ish and married to someone who's Nebuch about to pass away, can you imagine if the husband were to go and hear that his wife is already preparing to get remarried, and in fact is accepting already now Kesef Kiddushin prematurely with the expectation that he only has a few more hours to live, a few more days, he's going to be very angry. He's going to be angry, of course, at the Chosen. He's going to be particularly angry at his wife. Sprinzer, that's how dedicated you are to me. Instead of saying Tillim and organizing Tillim rallies and going in on the internet and having every 10 seconds somebody else saying another capital, all you're doing is interested in getting remarried already now. So that causes a lot of Eva. And the same thing with the Achoisa, where a man is married to a woman, and that woman unfortunately is Nebuch also apparently deathly ill, and so therefore the husband says to the sister-in-law, as soon as my wife Chulil Vachas passes away, I'm going to go and marry you. Obviously the sister who is Nebuch deathly ill is going to be very upset. So in that case, and Mekadesh Mishum Eva, Ikara Dina would be Chal, but Midraban, Rabbanan don't want to cause terrible enmity and sinna, that he said, here, any Mekadesh. Anyway, getting back to Agmar, the Nachshav Nami Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, since Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said Mekudeshes, just like Reb Meir, why don't we go and add that to another one? It's Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, and Rebbe, and Reb Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So tomorrow, Haine Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi are identical, so therefore we don't mention him twice. Frank, the Nachshav Rabbi Akiva, why don't we add Rabbi Akiva to the list? Who's Rabbi Akiva? The Sanya. We have a husband and wife. Normally, the wife's mas yadayim, she has to hand over to her husband. And here, she obviously is not so happy with her husband. She makes a koinim, she makes an isur, shani uisel lefichan, my salary, my income, whatever I'm going to derive from whatever, from my mas yadayim, I am not going to give to you. I'm keeping it for myself. I'm putting an isur on it. Says the Tanakam, Ein Tzarech Lahafer. The husband doesn't have to be mefer this neder of this koinam, because it belongs to him, it doesn't belong to her. It's all mishubet to him that she has to hand over the Masi Yadayim to him. Rebbe Kiva Oimer, Yoffer, no, he should be mefer. Shemetadif Olaf Yesim in Haroyloi. After all, he's not entitled to anything and everything that she's able to produce. She's only entitled to a certain amount. Our Gemara doesn't go into it, but Rashi tells us, in Masechtas Ksuvos, we learned that Mishkal Hei Sloim Be Yehuda, which is the same as Eses Sloim Be Galil. In other words, the typical normal salary range of women at that time apparently was 5 Sloim Yehuda, which was the equivalent of 10 Sloim in Galil. If she makes more than that, that's what we call Hadafa. That no longer belongs to him. That belongs to her. So therefore, if she wants to Aser that on him, says the Gemara, that koinim would be chal. If the husband doesn't like that neder, he should be made for it. Yofer shemetadav olav yesmen aroyle. Now, obviously, this hasn't happened yet. It's shemetadav olav. Says Rabbi Kiva, makes it no difference. You can still be made for this neder. Freitimora, so why don't we add him as another man, the yama that holds Adam machna dava shaloi bali oilam? Freitimora, yet marlo, amrafuna barei dav yeshua, bioi meris, yekachi yodai li oisehem. The Lashon that she said was not koinim shani oisa l'ficha, which means whatever I produce in terms of my salary and my income, but rather she said these hands that are going to produce that income, they should already have a kedusha on them, that whatever they produce should not be, either it should be for the gizmah of the Beis Hamikdash, or at least it should be a koinim against you, against my husband. Zoktimara, since she said yikachi yodai, yodai mis nabayla. It's true that the income has not been produced yet, so that's a davar shaloi ba'olam. But the hands are ba'olam, and therefore, if he said that lashon, or if she said that lashon, yikachi yodai sam, that according to everybody, it would be chal, having nothing to do with hilchos davar shaloi ba'olam.
Even Rav Meir, I recall, in the case of the peiros ha'ilan, even Rav Meir says, but the tree exists. In all these cases, this is not something so remote. There always is something already existing.
Mm-hmm. If you recall, the Gemara said yesterday the same thing, even according to Blaz Ben Yaakov, when he said that it's less than a shlish.
Right.
According to Rabbah, at least has to be shachas.
Or agam, right.
Agam, epis. For instance, if a person doesn't even own the property yet, and he intends buying the property, and they're already negotiating. He says, after I buy the property, and after I'm going to go and plant it, and after I'm going to go and water it, and I'm going to go and fertilize it, and then it's going to start growing. So I want to give truma already from now, because in Yad Hashem, in a year from now, after I do all these things.
Fiction.
Yeah, exactly. even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and even all these Mandiyam hold that it has to be something tangible by them, not total dreams, etc.
So who's the one? So if all these rabbis say that, Davar Shelo Ba'olam can be Mekudeshet, so who's the one in the Mishnah, the original Mishnah, that said you're Eina Mekudeshet?
Well, we at least see in the Braisa here, one name, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, says Eina Mekudeshet. But there was another Tanakama who remained unnamed Eina Mekudeshet. Usually the Bar Plukta of Rameh is usually Rabbi Yehuda. Someone would think it's Rabbi Yehuda, but it could theoretically be Reb Lezer. Could see it theoretically be Reb Yeshua. It could be Reb Shimon. There were other Tanoim who are not mentioned here, but maybe they also take the same view of that you can be Machna Dovshul, or not, you cannot be Machna Dovshul. And therefore they hold Eina Mekudeshes, not like Rameh, and not like Rabbi, and not like Reb Lezer and Yaakov.
What was the case
Agam
that you referenced? It was partially Ba'olam?
Sorry,
the Agam.
The Adam?
Agam.
Agam. That was here back on Samach Beis Amidei. After Yesol Kein Omer Blezim and Yaakov, a fill of Omer Beis, right? You have the Yesol Kein Omer Blezim and Yaakov in the middle of the Omer? Omer Beis, you got that?
Yes.
Do you see the Toises El Miata, Nuisim Puto Shev Chosei? Go up two lines in the Gemara.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, the Kein Omer Blezim and Yaakov, fill Omer Beis, Yitruma, it also works. The Shvi Yishlish. Now go down about eight lines. Amar Rabba at the beginning of the line. Amar Rabba, Le'yomer Blezim and Yaakov, you have that? Amar Rabba?
Yes.
Le'yomer Rabba, Ele B'shachas. B'shachas means it had to have at least some of Agam, Le'yomer Yisrael, fill of Agam. What was the difference between Shachas and Agam? So Rashi said yesterday, Shachas means that it is enough that you can already cut it now as hay and hand it over to the behemoth, and this will be Machal Behemoth. Agam means it was only tzmochem rakin, only the very, very beginning, like little flowering, little nothings
sprouts,
coming out of the ground.
The sprouts.
Oh, like Brussels sprouts. These are tvua sprouts. They just started sprouting. No problem. On to the Mishnah. The eser imach kipoyel. See, Gemara tells us, person goes over to Isha, say, Hara Mekudeshesli, on the condition that I'm going to go and speak favorably about you to the local government. Maybe she needs a permit to go and buy a house, to go and buy a field, to go and rent a car. Who knows? She needs some sort of help from the local government. I will speak to the government. Don't worry, I'm going to take good care of you. Or, as Imach Kepoil, I know that you need a hand in the garden, in the backyard. I'm going to be like an employee. I'm going to do all that work on your behalf. And that was his commitment. That was his condition. Amenas. Zokta Mishnah, Dibra Lele Shiltoin. If in fact he fulfilled his condition, he says, I'm going to speak to the government. The next day he spoke to the mayor and to the governor and all the rest. Va'asima Bapoil or Kipoil. Or the next day he already went into the garden, started gardening and started fertilizing and started doing whatever a person would do. The Mekudeshes, that he fulfilled his condition. Vimlav, and if not, then the Mekudeshes.
Does that include also giving her a Sheva Pruta?
Very good. Zok Dimar Amrei Shlokish, Vushem Asala Sheva Pruta.
Thank
you.
You see?
Thank you, Rishlokish. No problem. Even though our Mishnah doesn't mention it, says Rishlokish, the Mishnah is talking about that he gave her Sheva Pruta. And in addition to that, he said, I'm making this condition. Amenas, Shadavet, Ur She'esa. And of course, he has to fulfill the condition, like any condition. So, but he gave a Sheva Pruta. Zukti Mora, ubeschar loy. I don't even know why you need to come onto the Sheva Pruta. Why don't you go and say that he's being Makadisher with the value of his services? After all, if you were to go, if you need an intermediary to go and approach the mayor or to the governor, presumably you would go and call up a lawyer or an askan or someone that does this type of work, and he would say, I'm happy to call.
An expediter.
I'm happy to do it, but you got to go and pay me $500, $1,000, whatever it costs. So why didn't he say that he's Mekayim? He is Mekadish her with that schar, the normal commission or the normal rate. Why do you have to come on to the Sheva Pruta? And I'll bring you a raya, what time you have a fish and price? Pischar shir kaftich al hachamor, shahishaftich bekoroin oy besvina in the Mekudeshes. A man goes over to the woman. Apparently he had just given her a ride. Maybe he was one of these prehistoric
Uber driver.
And he drove her on the back of a chamor. How romantic. Or in a car, in a wagon, in a carriage. Or besvina, he just took her over the boat, over the river in a boat. And he says, you know, instead of having to go and pay me for this, I'm moichelet and I'm mekadesh you with that money. Shteit on the price, ain't mekadesh, it doesn't work. If he tells this to her at the outset of the journey, I'm not going to charge you. What I normally charge you would be worth a Shava Pruta, and therefore, on the condition that I go and give you a ride on the Chamor or in the Karin or the Svina, I want to be Mekadesh you, Mekudeshes, then it works. Now you're wondering to yourself, what's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer? So Rashi explains very simply, the Reish is talking about because it's like a milveh, because she now owes the money. He's not giving her new value at this time. In the Reisha, she already had the benefit of his services. Now she owes him $5, $100, whatever it costs. And now he wants a Mekadesh. Mekadesh with Milva in the Mekadesh is because that money has already been used up, so to speak. And Milva Leitonit, no, he's not giving her anything new. However, in the case of the Seifa, here he's telling her in advance, I'm going to provide these services which are worth a Sheva Pruta. Do you agree to receive them as the equivalent, the Kesef Kiddush? And she says yes, then Mekadesh, then it works. What? So, yeah.
So let's say hypothetically she owes him money, and he can't say that you'll be Mekadesh if I forgive your loan?
What you've just said is exactly right. If he goes and says to her, you no longer have to pay me, I'm Mekadesh with that, ain't a Mekadesh. The Gemara says, if he were to go and say, do you have tremendous Hano'on now by the fact that I'm being Moichel? Oh, it's taken off a headache off my. I haven't been able to sleep for the last 6 nights because I knew I owe you the money. I am so happy. I am overjoyed. Is that joy worth to you a Sheva Pruta? Yes. Mikudeshes. Then it works.
As long as it's perspective and not retrospective.
A perspective? Yeah, that's correct.
Forward.
At the time of the Kedushin, there has to be Kesef involved. It's talking about old Kesef that's already used, destroyed.
It's vanished.
It's historic. It's gunish. It's got to be. So that Hanor that I'm giving you now, that works. Anyway, Sizokti Gemara. So why don't we say the same thing in our Mishnah? Why do we have to say only Isharei Mekadesh Li? Says Rish Lakish Mitashav Bruto. Let's just go and say Bischar. And that was the most kash. Bischar Loi. It works just based on the Schar. So here too, Bischar Shani Yadabra Elayichli or Layichli Shiltoin or Kepoil. That should work. Maybe you're going to tell me. Maybe that's stuck in the Peshat in the Brice as well. When it says in the Brice, it means he gave a Sheva Pruta. The fact that he says that I'm Mekavishu Bischar, he didn't say Al Menas Mitatanai. He said, "Bischar shekavticha, I'm being mekadesh you." That sounds like hariat mekudeshes li, not b'tabazu, but with the service of being markav al chamor sheishivech bekarin. Doesn't sound like he gave a shava pruta. Says bischar. V'oy tanya, I have another brisa. She says to him, "Shev imi b'tzavsa. I want you to go and sit next to me, and if you'll sit next to me, v'kadesh loch, then I will be maskim to receive kedushin from you." In other words, to be mekudeshes to you.
Can you translate that word?
Tzavsa means together.
Thank you.
Schoik lefonai. I want you to go and make act like a comedian and stand on your head and make and do juggling acts. Make a schoik or a koi lefonai, or go and start dancing in front of me. I say kedimus hazeh. This is already a little bit more serious. Kedimus as Rashi means to go and begin building a building, for instance, go and lay for me one layer of bricks. I say kedimus hazeh. Kedimus is normally like a layer of bricks. Shamans. And then, if that's what she said to him, and then he provided what she requested, in other words, he agreed to go and sit down next to her, or he went and acted like an entertainer, like a comedian, or he did in fact start dancing, or he did do the building in front of her. Shaman. So we now have to go and do an appraisal. And Yesh b'Sheva Pruta, if most people would say, yeah, that's worth a Sheva Pruta, but that service that he provided, Aval, to get an entertainer for a Sheva Brochus or for a Chasana, you can pay thousands of dollars. It's worth a lot of money. Yesh b'Sheva Pruta, we get ashes. Yes, Rabbi, you have another question?
Yes, in terms of comedy, it's very subjective because there are Schwarze comedians, very famous. I wouldn't give a Sheva Pruta to listen to them. Yeah. And they happen to make a lot of success. So it's interesting that Gemara brings a subjective matter. Yeah. If he's not a good comedian, his comedy is worth zero. How do we evaluate it?
Normally you have what's called like the reasonable man standard. What would the average individual bashuk, how would he look upon this? If, after all, she is not asking a black entertainer or a South American entertainer or an Australian entertainer, she's asking this young man. this young man, what is his ability to go and provide entertainment? If, in fact, he is a good dancer, that's great. If all he does is shuffle his feet around, like some of us do, so then he's not a graceful dancer. So you would ask a person that understands these types of trades and say, would I ever hire that
for... In other words,
nobody would ever hire me to go and be a dancer at a chasana because they know how I dance. However, if Safin's area perhaps with dances on his head, he makes a juggling axe or whatever, so then maybe he would get...
That's the Shabbat Pruta isn't a high-level job, meaning like it doesn't have to be like top.
The Pruta was worth more in those days than it's worth today, right? There's been a lot of inflation over time. Okay, anyway, good gifreit, and we gave Vaital Levi. We should only be able to talk about entertainment and not about other things. Zukti Mara. So, you're going to tell me over there, they're also talking about when she said, I will accept Kesef Kedushin from you if you sit together and if you do the Rekoid and the Dimas and the whole Geschäft. If you tell me that, it's all talking about Shabbat Pruta. But Shabbat Oisek Amar, the whole purpose of the Shuma was L'choira, to go and assess and appraise the value. So obviously there wasn't a separate Shabbat Pruta. So in Bazoi, just like those other cases, we're not talking about a Shabbat Pruta. Who says our mission is talking about a Shabbat Pruta? Is the choyde to you after the Reish Lakish. Amalach Reish Lakish. Hai tana bra sabar ein l'schiris el l'besoif. V'tana didon sabar yesh l'schiris metchila v'ad soif. Says Reish Lakish. In fact, this is an ultimate chloikis that we've had from many years in the past. And that is, when you go and hire a worker to go and do something for you, and specifically to go and accomplish something. For instance, to go and build
a building.
Build a building, or to go manufacture a suit for me, or to go and manufacture,
mow the lawn,
we'll talk about that in a moment, or a person to go and sew a sweater for me. So this is a schiris that I made up with him or her, whoever is doing the job, and I'm going to pay you at the end $100 for the work that you did. Now the question is, does the person get the obligation to go and pay the $100? When is that triggered? Is it triggered slowly but surely over time? If that person is building a building, it's going to take him a month. If he's going to go and manufacture a suit and sew a suit or sew a sweater for me, that's going to take a day. So is it every single 5 minutes, another Shabbat Pruta, another Shabbat Pruta, another Shabbat Pruta, and it keeps on accumulating until the final finished product of the $100? Or do I say no? That until the person has finished the job, I don't owe him anything. After all, what happens if he stops in the middle of the building of the building, or stops in the middle of the suit or of the sweater or whatever, didn't complete the job? What am I going to do with a half a sweater? I have to give it to somebody else. The other person may charge more, may charge less, whatever. The other person may say, I'm only taking full jobs and taking half jobs. Point is, the machloikis, whether ein l'schiris ela b'soif, when do you owe money for the schiris? Only at the end? Or do you hold yesh l'schir metchil v'atsoif from the first moment when the person starts doing the avoida, you're chayv, prorated, and it's amortized, if you will, and every single additional minute of work, every 5 minutes of work, when it adds a Shabbat Pruta, nocha Shabbat Pruta, and nocha Shabbat Pruta, and nocha Shabbat Pruta, until it all adds up. You're asking me, what difference does that make in these Mishnais and these prices? So Rashi explains that what Reish Lakish is trying to tell us is, if you hold ein l'schiris ela b'soif, nothing was owed until the person brings the finished product to the customer. He says, customer, come to Rain. Let's assume the customer here is a young lady, and she wanted to have a brand new sweater to go and wear, and therefore she gave the yarn, or she didn't give the yarn to the Uman to go and prepare that sweater, and then the Uman did the sweater, and now he's ready to hand it over, and as he's handing it over, he says to her, you know what? We made up for $100. You're now mechuyev for the first moment now. Until now, you weren't mechuyev a penny. It's only in the schir sale of the site. Now that I'm done, you owe me the $100. You know what? Don't give me the $100. I give you the $100, and I mekadesh you with that money. Says the Tanna Brura, that works. And that's why the schar, that I'm going to be markav al hachamor, or on the Koran, or on the Svina, or that I'm going to go and dance for you, and I'm going to go and do a building, and I'm going to make an entertainment, all those things are mechuyev at the final moment. So now when he comes to collect, instead of collecting, he says, I know that you have the money in your hand, in your wallet, you're about to pay me, keep that money. So he's giving her actual money now. It wasn't a halva. That's why those prices hold. You don't need to say, I'm giving you a Shabbat Pruta. But our Tana holds, yesh l'schir metchil v'atsoif, that every one of my dancing that I did, and every one of my entertainment, and all those things that I did for you, every single minute you were owed me another $2, and another $5, and another $3. And at the end, when you're paying me, this is all an accumulation of numerous halva'ois that you owe me. And so therefore, how does it say in our Mishnah Mekudeshes? Because he gave her a shove pruta. And the obvious question is, why can't you go and make much simpler? Why don't you go and say, Reish Lakish, that our Tana holds the same thing as those other Tanoim, and all of them hold, including our Tana Didan, that ain't the schiris el the besoif, and therefore, when he said, Al Menashe Adaber Alayich Lishiltoin, as soon as he speaks to the governor or to the mayor or something, and then he goes and tells the young lady, I just got off the phone with the governor and he's going to give you your permit. How much do you owe me for that? $100? I give you the $100 right now by being Mekadesh you. And it wasn't that from the beginning of the phone call or from the beginning that you took me or you retained me. Right this moment, you became Mechuyev to give the money. Because maybe our Tana also holds Engles Chir is Hel Lebesoif. As soon as I finish the phone call, or as soon as I finish my work kipoil, only then. Not that the whole day I accumulated hours and points, only at the final moment, then you become a chuyev. So why don't we say that pshat in the Mishnah too, just like we said in the Braisa? Why do we have to insert that he gave her a shavu pruta? Amarav, I'll explain to you why. Masis and Kashise, but the lashon of the Mishnah bothered Reish Lakish. What was bothering him? Ma'ir yotani almanas nisni bischar. Look at the difference in the text between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Yeah. Our Mishnah is only Isher Midgashus Li almanas on the condition. But in the Braisa it said bischar sheir kavticho, not sheir kavticho. That doesn't work. Bischar she'ar kiveich alachamar shoishiveich bekaren. And the other one was also in the schar for all those things. So why did and shaman? Why do we have to do all that shaman business? And he might, because he's been Mekadesher with the services that he provided, which of course are worth money, that money that it's worth, that's going to be Mekadesher. That's why there are those prices. But since our Mishnah says, Almanas, is the chasim in that he gave her a Shavu Pruta, and he said, by the way, besides that, I'm going to provide you a service, and that's the condition that we're making to be Mekadesher. And this is Mishar, Shemaminokal, Almanas, Heichel Yoblohu, must be talking about the Itaki, gave her a separate Kesef Kiddushin. Very good. On to the next mission. Up to the mission. Amanatzi Yirtze Abba. A chusin goes over to Kala and he says, I want to be Mekadeshu, but I still have to go through it with my father and explain to him who you are and where you come from and all your malice and all your midas. So I'm Deval, I'm giving you now Kesef Kiddushin. Hariat Mekudeshes Li. Bitabazu. Kedas Moishviso. Almanas Yirtze Abba, the father should be masking. Rotsa Ab, the father's masking Mekudeshes, because we have fulfillment of the Tanai. Vimlav Einem Mekudeshes. So that so far is very easy. Now it continues on Mesa Ab. What happens if the Ab is no longer around? He passed away. He may have passed away even before the Chosin told him about the good news that he'd found a Kala that he married her. How is Mekudeshes? It works. Even though the father is not able to express himself because Nebuchadnezzar is already dead. What happens if Mesa Ben? What happens if the Chosin passes away? And now we have a kala over here that potentially falls liyibum because they obviously didn't have any children. And the din of yibum, as you know, is not only from Nisun, but even from Erisin. So that being the case, Mesa Ben, we don't want that there should be a yibum situation. Therefore we go and teach the Av, we tell him, say that you're not happy, you don't want this kiddushin. Ah, if he says he doesn't want the kiddushin, so then they were never married. So it won't be a problem. I think Mora is going to ask, but we're assuming that the father heard it initially, and he was shosek and he was maskim, and now the son dies subsequently, we tell the father, change your mind. How does that work? Once he agreed, we agreed. So the Gemara is going to go into this in some detail. And we start again. Amanashi Yitzaba. Zokti Gemara, my Amanashi Yitzaba. What exactly was expressed? Ilema adi Omar Abba in. Do we have to have an active, affirmative statement by Abba. That means the Abba has to say, yes, I mask him a mitziyasa. Let's see the middle case. He didn't say it.
Right.
Nebuchadnezzar passed away even before he heard it. Sorry, bazoitz. And then we weren't mekayim. Why did it say mekudesh? Ela mushman zog lechoyra. Another pshat. Al menas sheyishtoik Abba. Not that he has to affirmatively say, I'm maskim, but when he hears it, he smiles, or even if he doesn't smile, but he's shoysik. So shtiki koida. So therefore, it's the same. Aha. Okay, same as sefer. So let's continue on the sefer. Meisa ben mlamnes avloi meisheine roitze amai. We're assuming amanashi yishtoik. When this occurred, when the father heard about it initially, what did he do? He was shoysik. He was quiet. Nebuch, an hour later, a day later, Nebuch, the son was killed, Nebuch, in a car accident, or whatever. So what happens now? Oh, quickly go tell the father that you changed your mind, you're not roitze. But shoysik, it's already too late. If it's amanashi yishtoik, he was shoysik at the first moment. So even though 5 minutes later, afterwards, he says, Eini roitze, shkoyach, but it's already too late. It's already, the marriage has already been clinched. It's been closed. Eladifa says, Yimara, Omalah, it must be talking about a case, Amanash Shaloi Yimcha Abba. And as Rashi explains, when the Gemara is saying now, Amanash Shaloi Yimcha Abba, we're not going back on the Reisha. The Reisha we leave the same way that we had until now. Amanash Yishtoik. And that works in the Reisha, right? We say to the Chosin says to the Kala, Amanash Yishtoik Abba, if the father is Shoisik, Mikodeshes. The father is not Shoisik, ain't Mikodeshes. If the father dies, he was Shoisik, Mikodeshes. This final case that we're talking about, Amanash Yimcha Abba, that's in the Sefer case. What's the Sefer case? The Sefer case of the Mesa Ben, Melamnes Av, Loi Mesha'ena Reitza. Aha, so how is this any better? Because since it says, Shlo Yimcha Abba, that the father should not be Moicha, therefore, if he is Moicha, Eina Mekudeshes. Now, it didn't say, Amanash Yishtoik. He said, Amanash Shlo Yimcha Abba. And therefore Rashi says, this theoretically could go on li'oilam. We're giving the father this unlimited right. Anytime you're moicha, that's going to be oikir the kedushin. Because that's the lashon. Amanash liyim chaba. So if any time he's going to be moicha, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's next week, forever Rashi says, in theory, li'oilam. And that being the case, even if he was shoysik initially and he smiled and said, yo, sounds good. If afterwards the son passes away, now I'm moicha. The Mishnah allows that according to this teretz.
How long is it? Olam, I mean, even the suin. How long does that go? I mean, the father could basically destroy the marriage at a whim any time, and they have children and grandchildren.
You're 100% right. That's why Rashi says we don't want to learn that pshat in the Reisha, because in the Reisha, if you're going to go and say Amanas Shulayimcha, how can it say in the Reisha that's Mekudeshes? Maybe taka tomorrow he's going to be moicha,
and there'll be a father and a son, a man and a daughter-in-law. He'll come back, and the eruv is destroyed on Shabbos if he's in the same town, because he won't always get along with his daughter-in-law. So you never know. I mean, it could cause all sorts of kikulim.
Yeah, you're 100% right. So that's why the Gemara says that the reish is talking about amashi yishtak. So as soon as he's shoysik, we're done, and therefore they're
mikudeshes. It's baked.
It's baked in. It's now fully baked. Good. However, in the Sefer, it says, Amanash Yimcha, that leaves the door open, that even if he's shoysik l'chad chila, subsequently he can be moicha. If, chas v'shalom, this tragic event happens, that the son passed away, he'll be moicha at that time. Now, I recognize your discomfort with leaving the right of macha open-ended,
right.
And because of that, we're going to have another teretz in another few lines, as you'll see shortly. But in the meantime, says the Gemara, that's the way we're going to have to end for our Mishnah. The Reisha Bechad Taima, or Matiyasa Besefer Bechad Taima. When you say Bechad Taima, means different Hechatimtzes. Even though our Mishnah didn't distinguish between the Reisha and the Sefer. But we have to distinguish. We have to say in the Reisha when it says, Al Manas Shelo Yimcha Nanat. When the Mishnah says, Al Manas Shiyirtza Abba, what was the Lashon? Al Manas Shiyirtza Abba. Al Manas Shiyirtza Abba, the Reisha means, Al Manas Shiyishtai. When it says later on about the middle case, Mesa Avar Zubukadeshus, and Mesa Ben Balabdin Av Limish in a Reitza, both of those are talking about a case where he said, Al Manas Shlo Yimche Abba, like the Gemara says, Reisha Bechad Taima, Chad Taima means in one Ukimta, where he said, Al Manas Yishtoik, Mitzios, and the middle case, and the Seifa, and the final case, we're talking about Chad Taima, meaning Al Manas Shlo Yimche Abba. So in the case where Nebuch, the father, passed away, he was not Mocha, and therefore Mekudeshes. And the final case where the son never passed away, then we teach the father, be Mocha, so that we don't have a kiyum of the Tanai, Amanas Shelo Yimcha. Omer Rabbi Yanai, in Omer Eish Lakish, let's start again. So Gemara, Ela Amalam, and actually Yimcha Abba Reisha, period. Reisha B'chataima, Tiyasa B'seifa B'chataima. Are you telling me we're splitting up between the Reisha and Seifa and making different Gimtis? Amar Biyana, yes! That's exactly what we're doing. Amar Ish Lokish, Shema Minol, Rabbi Yanai, Doch Kina No Mokmina Masisim B'trei Ta'ama, V'al Ali B'dechad Ta'ana, V'al Mokmina B'trei Ta'noi U'b'chad Ta'ima. What Rish Lokish is saying is that on other occasions when we have a stira between the Reisha and the Seifa, sometimes one of the Amiroim will come by and say, Sinishka Sira, even though the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, it doesn't distinguish, but I gotta tell you, the first is Rabbi Meir speaking. When we get to the middle case, that's Rabbi Huda speaking. Although I think it would have been nice and courteous and gracious of Rabbeinu HaKodesh had he put in Amr Meir and Amr Rabbi Huda, for whatever reason, that got lost in the shuffle, or maybe because of the niggin.
It didn't fit the tune.
It didn't fit the tune, like the Toys of the Anna Megillah, etc. But the point is that that's how some of the Amiroim approach these impossible...
Tensions.
But these impossible contradictions in terms between the Reish and the Seif, it doesn't make sense, so they have two Tanoim. Says Reish Lakish, you see, for Rabbi Anai, he doesn't like that. I'd rather be doichikum mina masisa betray tama, meaning with two kimtis. That the Reish is to Amanashi Yishtoik and the Seif is to Amanashi Yimcha. Valiba the Chad Tana to say, one Tana said the whole thing. Mina betray Tanoi, but Chad Tana, rather than saying that it's all talking about Amanashi Yishtoik, or it's all talking about Amanashi Lo Yimcha, and they have a machloikis Tanoim, what are the effects of this type of Tanai? But if Yosef bar Ami Omar li Uilam Chataimu, I don't have to come into doichik pshatim, two tanoim, or even one tana with two ukimtas. There's one ukimta that covers the entire water from the entire Mishnah. Umay almanas sheyirtze abba. What does that mean? Almanas sheyimcha abba mikan viad shloishim yoim. It's not limitless, like we said before, li oilam, but rather 30 days. Rashi is allowed dafka 30 days. We could have said a week, we could have said 2 weeks, but the point is, we go and put in a time limit. Ah, so therefore, at the very beginning of the Mishnah, we said that the person made this time limit, and he says, Amanashi Yirtze Abba, that means he won't be Moicha for the next 30 days. Guess what? 30 days passed, he was not Moicha, Mikudeshes. Second case was that within the 30 days, he was Moicha, Eina Mikudeshes. Third case is talking about that the father Nebuch passed away, so he don't even have to wait the 30 days. Once he passed away, it's all over. Obviously, he's not going to be Moicha. Send
the
Kodeshes. Exactly. Number four case. What was that case about Nebuch that the son passed away? The son passed away on day 15 or 18 or 20. Since the father had the right to be Moicha up to 30 days. So even though initially he was happy and he was smiling and even danced the Hora at the Chasano, at the Sheva Brachas, makes a difference. He had this limited right to be Moicha up to 30 days. So we teach him on day 15 or 20 after we hear Nebuch Mesa Ben, be Moicha now. It was Moicha, and therefore the Kedusha wasn't Chal. Since the Kedusha wasn't Chal, then we don't have to worry about Yibam.
Ain't Yibam Kedusha. No Yibam problem.
Exactly. So this works nicely across the board. We don't have to have two Tanam, we don't have to have two Akimtis. This is a beautiful Teretz, a Teretz of Rabbi Yosef Barami. Zok the Mishnah Bait. Hirash is between Edelami Kedashtio. Oh, this is talking about a father of a daughter who is a Ketana or a Nara, who he has full rights to go and marry her off. So he says, Rabbi, I got good news and bad news. The good news is I married off my daughter. Oh, Mazel Tov, that's wonderful. Who's the chassan? I don't remember who the chassan was. Apparently, either he had amnesia, or maybe he had one too many drinks. But anyway, I know for sure that was Makadish, my daughter. I was not shikr at the time, but after that, I don't remember to who I married her off. Okay, so now what are we going to do? We can't force every person in the whole world to go and give her a get. Yes. And at the same time, she won't be able to marry anybody.
She makes a grusha somewhere.
Well, if everybody gave her a get. But the point is that if we don't force the whole world to give her a get, obviously we can't do something like that. So then how could she ever get married? She's already married to somebody, according to the father. I married her off. I don't know what to do. If somebody comes out from the audience and says, Rabbi Yisai, I have good news. I am the one that was Mekadesh. Neman, we believe him.
Why does the Mishnah give a better case of a shaliach who goes to be Mekadesh a woman and then doesn't come in? I mean, that's much more reasonable.
And realistic.
Exactly. This is such it's kind of absurd.
I know. The guy was drunk.
Is it Kenyan when you're drunk?
Smoking marijuana, which is very common.
Yeah, very common. People. Yeah, it happens all the time. Anyway, that's the first case. somebody says that I was Mekadesh or he is Neman. Now, what does that mean, Neman? Does that mean Neman that he can actually go and now marry her and consummate the marriage? Or does it mean that he's Neman that he can go and give a get and therefore free her now from any potential problems of who she's going to go marry, how she can go and get married, etc.? Mitchell, we're going to see that in the Gemara. There's going to be a machloikis between Rav and between Rav Asi. Stay tuned to Mi'at Hashem. And the mission continues on. What happens if after the father makes this announcement, any idea, two people come to the scene? I was the husband. I was the husband.
Sounds like speaking
about material. Get. Both of them should go and give a get. So, I mean, if these are the guys that said that, yeah, both give a get. However, Mratu, if they agree between themselves, Echad Noisin Get, one will give a get, be Echad Koinis, and the other one can be Koinis. And can you imagine? Well, okay, Mitchum to be continued more than one. Omarav. Back in the beginning of the Mishnah, we said that if one person came to the plate and said, I need a nikadishtia, neman. Omarav, neman liten get, vein neman lichnois. Neman liten get, ein odom choyte veloy loy. Why would he go and give her a get? If she happens to be an Eishes Ish to somebody else, would somebody come and give her a get and say, okay, with this you'll be able to marry? She's an Eishes Ish. Chas v'shalom, she's going to cause her for the rest of her life. Is she going to be chote? Why would a person do that? So therefore, if he's giving a get, we believe him that he was in fact the chosen that married. However, why? Because the fact that he's raising his hands now is because he always had an interest in this young lady, Sprintzi. He always heard about her. Oh, what a wonderful balas midos and all the rest and all the wonderful malas midos kosa b'toira. So now when he hears that this problem has arose, he raises his hand. Yeah, that was me. Maybe the whole thing is baloney. Now he has a tremendous yetzara, and therefore he is saying a sheker. So we believe him on giving the get, but we don't believe him lichvash. As we'll see in the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, if you go back to the Mishnah said in the second case, when you have two guys, how could it be koinis? Why don't you say yitzroi toikvoi?
Right.
So Gemara is going to ask that kasha shortly. I'm just bringing it up now because the choira Rav is a fairish in the Mishnah, not like you. Rav Asi Omer af neman lichnois. Even believed to go and be koinis. Wow. Moid Rav Asi, bo imeris niskadashti. Ve'in yadas l'minis kadashti. If it wasn't the father talking about that I was Mekadesh my daughter, but rather you have a young lady that says Niskadashi, last night I remember somebody gave me a ring. In fact, the ring is still here on my finger, you can see Niskadashi. I don't remember who it was. And person comes by and he says, Kidashti, I was the chassan. Then ein neman lichnas. Then we don't believe him. What's the difference between this case and the previous case? So Rashi says, and we're going to see in the Gemara another couple of lines, because shem yichapa olav, meaning if he's going to go and say, I was the one who was Makadishu, she takes a look at him, looks like a nice guy. I don't want him to be embarrassed to go and say, no, it wasn't you. Therefore, she says, okay, it probably was him, it was good, I'm asking. So we're afraid that she is not going to go and protest because she's going to be mechapish.
She's going
to try
compromise. She doesn't know who married her.
Exactly. So she's going to participate, so to speak, in a cover-up. And this may not be true. I'm not worried about this with the father. Why am I not worried about the father? Because he was going to go and say, irsuse mirsas, that the person would be afraid to go and say to the father, I'm the chosin, if it was not true. Why would he be afraid? Because the father will say, Mr., no, although way. I may have been drunk, I may have amnesia, but to you, it was, that zikha wasn't you. It's impossible. You, it wasn't. Who it was, I don't remember, but you, etc. Okay, tonight. So now we have this machlekes between Rav and Ravasi. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Tanan rotu echa noisen get v'echad koineis. The last case of the Mishnah. Tiyufta the Rav. Rav said, you don't believe him to go and be koinis. Shem yitzrei tokvai. You believe him to go and give a get. So it's good when it says in the Mishnah, shneim noisen get. But to go and say, one gives a get, one can be kindness. How can you do that? Amalach Rav, Shani Asin, the Kima, the Ika, Acher, Bahadei, Irsusei, Mirsas. Since two people are coming together, then if he was a fraud, then he would be very, very nervous. Why'd he be nervous? Because the other guy is saying, I was Mekadesh. Mister, get out of here. You're a thief. You're a no good nick. You're a Ganapagazin, a Shaygit, a Rusha. Get out. I was. If you have two people, you'd be afraid to go and argue with the other guy. The fact that he is ready, willing, and able to go and stand up and say, it was me, it sounds like a taka was him. So therefore, says Rav, in such a case, I would agree that he can be kindness. If it's only one guy coming, it's retoikvai. But if there's a competitor, he's saying, it was me, the other guy's going to go and give a punch in the nose. What are you talking about? It was me, that wasn't you. So we can assume that this is bona fide and genuine, and therefore even Rav would agree, like it says in the Mishnah, v'yechad kindness. Tani kibos Rav Asi. Let's bring a right to Rav Asi. Rav Asi, remember, said you can be kindness, lechatchila, like he said before. Kiddashi is pit v'nidei, lemi kiddashtia, our Mishnah. Ubo echav yom kiddashtia. Af ne'mon lichnois. And our Mishnah just simply says, ne'mon. We had a machloikis. Ne'mon for a get, or ne'mon lichnois, like Rav Asi. Rav Asi du shtem befeirish. Ne'mon lichnois, like me. So exactly on point, like Rav Asi said. Now, once Kunza, what happens if after Nema Lichnois, we allow them Taka to live together, and after that, a week later, a month later, Bo'achir, somebody comes, Yomar, Anikirishti, it wasn't him, it was me! It's already too late now that we've already confirmed that they are married, and he was married. If he had come before they got married, so that's the competition, like it said in the Mishnah, he had two of them, that's a different story. Then both of them should give a get, and if they're willing to work it out, he gives a get, kindness, that's fine. However, once he was kindness, somebody else wants to go and answer, that we say, case is closed, goodbye. Now, what about the other case? That's the case where, remember, Rav Asi said, I am maskim that ain't a mikudesh, that he's not ne'eman. Why? Like we said before, Meneshi Mechapa Olav. She has Rachmanis on this fellow. She has Rachmanis on herself too. Absolutely. Because of her difficult situation. So she may agree to a cover up and she said, okay, yeah, fine, it's good. This guy looks like a nice guy. I'm going to ask him. He's the guy. So with this, we have finished the first part of this Gemara. Now we have a second part, and that is Iboilu. Mauliskoil Al Yodai. Go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Kiddash is beating. I married off my daughter. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. And guess what happens? Nobody comes to the plate. Nobody says, Ani kiddash diya. And now, subsequently, we see that she lived with someone. Yonashis is, your father said he married you off. How can you live somebody else? You're being over on your din of Nara Murasa, it gets skila. Ma'uliskal al yada. Would we go and believe the father to the point that, in fact, we give skila? Ravam ain't sekla. No, no. We wouldn't go that far to go and get skila based on the father. Rav Asi Omer Soiklin, you would give skila. Notice, the Rav and Rav Asi seem to be consistent lishitosam, because just like Rav says, we don't believe the father to the extent, or we're not really the father, we don't believe this suitor. Potential chosin, the suitor, we don't believe him to the extent to allow them for knisa. We only allow him to go and give a get. So now, therefore, we don't believe.
We don't believe it's really a marriage.
Yeah. So Rav Oma in cycle. But Rav Asi Oma cycle, no. If he says yeah, then we believe it. Rav Oma in cycle. Ki hem ne rachmona li av. When did we give namonis to the father, li isura, to go and aser her, meaning that she can no longer be with anybody else, and we have to find who the chusin is. But liktolo lo hemle. So far to go and say liktolo for misa dushanish. And Rashi points out, because as we know, anytime you want to give somebody an onesh, you always have a pishnai made in yakadabra. You can't just go and take a father. Besides the fact that he happens to be a karaif, he's only one person. You have to have two. Ravasi Yomer Soiklin, the Kulamiltsem Nerachmon Aliyav. Once we give the father his beating, the satli isha zeh, all the rights vis a vis his daughter, whether it's a ketana, whether it's an ari, you can marry her off. So we believe him for everything, even for to the extent of Chas Sholem skin. Ravasi, but Ravasi says, Umadina, but I would agree with you. Again, the Oimer is Niskadashi. If she says Niskadashi, Shein Soiklin, that it would not be skila, even though she said, I accepted Kesef Kiddushin from somebody else, and now she lives with someone else that she doesn't even know who that person is. Ain't cycling, no din of skila. Fiyom Rav Asi. Now Rav Asi says about himself, he's now doing a bit of self-introspection, if you will. Hani Shmaitze Didi, the two Shmaitzes that I just said now, Merapsin Igri. Merapsin Igri is an expression that you find from time to time in Chas. Merapsin Igri means, there is a breakage, Igri, of the roofs, that roofs are breaking as a result of my halacha. If you look at the Rashi, the first wide line, Rav Asi Igri, Meshabris Gagin Va'aliyos. The average individual that hears these halachas says himself, that doesn't make sense. It's merabs and igri. I can see the buildings falling down because of the fact that these svaris and these halachas, Rav Asi, don't seem to be consistent with one another. And Rav Asi says, why will people think that they are inconsistent, that they don't make sense? Because hashem. We said before, according to Rav Asi, that if he wants to be koinis, neman lichnois. Amris soiklin. And we say now that if you went and lived with somebody else, this chas sholem skila. Mokim shebo lichnois ain't a koinis. In the case of Niskadashti, where we don't allow her to go and be koinis, because we say that shemi chapa olav, ain't a dinsha soiklin. So then I should certainly say that she's married to somebody else, and therefore we should certainly go and give her a skila. And yet I said that we do not give her a skila. Velohi says, Rav Asi, but the truth of the matter is, the kasha nishka kasha. La'av hemne rachmana. The Torah gave all of the rights and all of the regulations and all the etc. Pertinent thereto, all the authority and all the power to the father. Whatever the father says, das is it. And therefore the father says that I would marry her off, and now she lives with someone else, cycling, then is a din of skila. However, l'dida lohemna, to her, she doesn't have that power of ne'emonis. If she said this kadashti, we don't go and say that she, chas v'shalom, based on her own statement, I don't know who her married to, chmeis v'sh, I don't know. We don't, based on that, go and say that there would be a skila. Rav Chisda Omar, echad zeh v'echad zeh ain't cycling. Rav Chisda says, in both cases, ain't cycling. What means both cases? Both in the case of the father and of the daughter. If a person says about his son, who's 9 years old, or about his daughter, that she is now 3 years old, in other words, he is saying that she, that he is now over nine, that she is over three, we believe the gabi carbon. What means carbon? That if somebody lived with them bishogeg, we would say, I believe you, you have to go and bring a carbon. However, if we want that the other person that lived with this one, in other words, ben teisha shana v'yemechad cannot get malkis, can't get an oinish because he's only 9 years old. Right. But what happens if he lived with an ashes ish who's over 13? Because since he's a bar bia, she would go and get punished for the living together with ben teisha shana. And the same thing is that if a man who was over bar mitzvah lived with a girl that was over 3 years old, since she's a bas bia, then that person normally would go and get, that means that man that lived with the three-year-old would normally go and get an oinish. However, if it's all based on the father's say-so, loy lemalkis, loy leoinshin, he is not ne'eman. That's Rav Chisda l'tame, echad zeh v'echad zeh, ain't cycling. And in fact, tani kavasin, of course, I have a right of chizda from a braisa. Person said, "Beni zeh ben yilgum mishon v'yemechad, biti zu bas yud beisham v'yemechad." And it's talking about that they had sa'arois growing, says Rashi, but it's not clear whether he is already bar mitzvah 13 or she's bat mitzvah, chvesnish. Then, just because the father said, yes, he is 13 and she is 12, neman l'nedorim, ulech haramim, ulech hekdeshis, uli erchem. In that terms, yes, avaloy l'malkas ul oinshin, to go and give pech to the 13-year-old or the 12-year-old girl, when it's possible that he is still a cotton and she's still a ktana. That we don't give the rights and the authority to the father, only the gabi other things, but not the gabi makas and oinshin. The same thing over here. We do not believe either in the case of the father saying kedashti or the girl that says niskadashi. We don't believe them, and therefore, ain't the gabi skila, the gabi oinshin, ain't cycle.